Good morning. Looking at the latest forecast information, pretty variable pattern as we head deeper into April, creating a pretty challenging forecast in some of the details. We did have a little bit of a bigger demand loss than we expected yesterday. We were expecting a demand loss in the lower single digits. It looks like it's going to probably be in the upper single digits to maybe as much as 10 to 12 heating degree days lower. It looks like a very challenging pattern in the sense that we have a lot of cold air supply in central and eastern Canada still. The models are in good agreement on that, but a very highly variable Pacific-based influence pattern continues to thwart the attempts of the cold air from getting further into the U.S. Occasionally it gets into the Midwest and Northeast, especially the Northeast, but lots of times it, the core of the coldest air stays to the north. And so some of that variability still creating some warmer risk and changes to the forecast. Our 1 to 5 day has widespread above and much above temperatures in the middle third of the country, and then normal to above into the mid-Atlantic. And then normal to below into the New England area. The 6 to 10 day, a little bit cooler, falls back just a bit. Normal to below in the Northeast, normal in much of the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic, and then normal to above south and west. In the 11 to 15 day, the west cools back down even a little further to the normal category, and then we have normal to above temperatures across the Midwest, east, and south. Now, that warming is not quite as strong as yesterday. Yesterday afternoon's models and last night's models did dial back the warming a little bit, but I still think they're probably warmer risks of forecast overall across the Midwest, east, and south as you go in the 11 to 15 day. The extended range guidance had been pretty persistent on the idea that the middle third of April would be a warmer period, and certainly the pattern looks generally on the warmer side as well. And then maybe we'll look at the toward the end of April, maybe trying to go back cooler again. CFS model certainly doing that this morning, showing seasonal to below normal temperatures, very marginal below, but seasonal below across the Midwest, east, and south in the 16 to 30 day range, and we'll see if the Euro weeklies play along with that idea tonight. But certainly by late April, in terms of demand, the only thing you're probably getting is just some marginal overnight heating demand enhancements across the Midwest and East, but very slight stuff. But by the time you get that late into the spring, have a good start to your day. Talk to you soon.